So, Scott is Stanley Tweedle.
I am not Stanley Tweedle.
You're Kai. Okay. We'll make Patrick Stanley Tweedle.
I am. I don't know about that either.
I am Stanley Steamer. And it's not the kind of steamer that you leave on the floor.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm here. And you are Nancy.
And I'm Nancy. And we have a couple guest stars with us today. And they'd back like to, for we're round going two. To introduce themselves again.
Once again, it's Patrick.
Patrice.
And Brenda.
And now we're going to segue into our second half of this fabulous podcast, which is about the movie The Gorge.
The Gorge.
Which we just...
And it is not like Pacific Rim.
No, it's porn. Not that gorge.
it is not a porno.
So you're talking we have gorge and rims. That don't sound.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Exactly what we're.
I might have
Pacific
some...
Rim is a porno in Hawaii, like I said, and the gorge
in Eastern European porno.
Okay. Well, it yeah. So, what platform was The Gorge on again? What'd you watch?
Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
It was
set
Apple
in
Plus.
Present day. It is set in present day. It's 2025 movie, which continues with our theme
of shows that were in 2025.
Yeah.
Thank you, director Scott Derrickson, for making our podcast 2025 easier by making your movie in your present day.
I love it. I love that.
We coordinated.
There's a couple of big names in this show. Miles Teller, who plays Levi, and he was in Top Gun, Fantastic Four. He's in all the Divergent movies and the remake of Footloose.
He was in Divergent?
Yeah, he was in Divergent. He was Divergent.
I think I saw an episode of Divergent. Is that an episode? Is that
well, no, there are three movies.
Not an episode. What do you call that? There's an
installment.
Installment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Installment one.
You could use that word.
Mm-hmm. It's not like something you get a plumber for.
No. What word would you use, Patrick? You got a word?
No.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an episode.
Episodes aren't it. Installment works. I think they used to refer
well,
to like
every
Star Wars.
Star Wars movie is an episode. Episode four. Oh, yeah, episode too. Five. It is episode.
Yeah. Episodic okay, movies. Anyways, Miles Teller.
Yeah. He was in those movies, and then Anya.
Who are we talking about?
Miles Teller. Okay. He's played Levi in this movie, and he's in a lot of other stuff. And then we have Anya Taylor-Joy, who was in Furiosa, The Northman, The Queen's Gambit, Split, Last Night in Soho.
I never saw any of those. So
shut
this was like,
up,
this
really?
Was like the first time I ever saw her. And you I was like watching the movie, and I'm like, I need to find out what other shows this bitch has been in.
Queen's Gambit, we saw that one.
Mm-hmm. Peaky Blinders.
Was she the main person in there?
Yes, she was the chess player.
In which one?
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, I heard Furiosa. That was good.
That was a good show.
Yeah. So, Peaky Blinders, have you ever seen that? I've heard that's good.
No, we watched like one episode.
Four episodes.
No.
Is Queen's Gambit, is that like Bridgerton?
No, it's a chess series.
Oh. It's all about chess.
Yeah.
Boring.
Oh, nope. Give it a shot.
Unless it's the musical chess, then I'm all for it.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Musical chess.
One Night in Bangkok?
Yes. No, I've never seen it.
Murray Head.
But you've heard it.
You've heard it
because we used to sing it all the time.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster.
Not much between.
And Murray Head is related to Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Anthony Head.
Yep.
What?
Anthony Head and Murray Head. They're related.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
So now we're talking about Head.
Is she related to Taylor Johnson?
And The Gorge.
I don't think so.
Wait, there's no heads in this. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking.
We got off track.
We got off track.
Anya Taylor-Joy, Queen's Gambit, Chess, Chess the Musical.
Murray
Head sings One Night in Bangkok.
Anthony Head from Buffy.
Yeah.
See, that's how it all comes back around. It's all coming back.
Well, Giles could be her dad.
It's all coming back to me now.
That's true.
Oh, and you know what? Anya and Taylor-Joy was also in The New Mutants, which I don't think anyone watched because it was a terrible movie. I did see it in the
theater. How does Herbie Hancock play into all this?
What?
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock.
Is that who you said?
No.
No.
We talked about song? Murray Head.
Murray Head.
Oh, I thought it was now, Herbie Hancock.
You'd think you'd be paying more attention. When we talk about Head, you think you'd be paying more attention.
Well, that's probably why I drifted off there for a second.
Oh, and also...
You said Head and I drifted off into the gorge.
Also in the movie The Gorge is Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
The queen.
That was awesome.
It's too bad she's a bad lady. And
I was kind of different. I've never seen her play a bad bitch before. I was kind of
cool. Come on, she's played been bad.
In some bad girl.
I mean, bad. I mean, bad as an evil is what I mean.
She's actually in a movie where she plays the evil queen in Snow White. I can't remember the title of that movie, but it's pretty good.
Snow White.
It's not Snow White.
No, it's not Snow White. How do you
play the evil queen in Snow White and it's something not that's not called? Yeah, not thank Snow you very White. Much.
Maleficent.
It's quite a bit older than any of those movies, and it's a very, very dark, different twist on the Snow White tale.
I do not know this movie.
Yeah, it's good. We got Avatar? Our researchers. No.
Ghostbusters.
How'd that come up?
Sigourney Weaver.
Because it was like the first time I did Sigourney Weaver.
You know what'd be really funny is if
Dory?
Dory.
No.
Killing Dory, not finding Dory, killing Dory. Filleting Dory.
So did you put in Dory. Sigourney Weaver Snow White?
No, because you said it wasn't Snow White.
Well, that's what it's called, but AI will know the difference.
Well, this is fucking Google. Google's not AI.
Snow White, A Tale of Terror.
Is this there called it is. That? Oh dear, yes. I guess it is Snow called quite Snow White. Hey, well, in my defense, it's been a long fucking time since I saw that movie.
I mean, she looks like fresh off Aliens.
I thought you were saying it's been a long time since you've been wrong.
Yeah,
so, which would be another lie.
No, it's been about 5 minutes since I've been wrong, according to you.
Shh, this is the second episode.
According to you. Okay.
This is weeks later.
All right. So let's say, I want to. Well, first of all, I want to just.
She was kind of mean in Paul too. She was not like a.
Yeah, I remember she's that. In Paul.
Yeah. She's in Paul. Yeah, she kind of plays like a super agent, head chief person.
She gets a few of those roles.
She plays the big guy. That's right. I forgot she was in there.
Yeah, Paul's a good movie.
It's a fantastic movie. That's cinema, folks.
So we got some big stars in this movie. And I mean, at the end of the day, it is a love story. It's also kind of a throwback to old war movie. A little bit.
You got 40s and Cold War and.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they.
I was like, huh?
One of the big
because they things, had old shit is what you're saying.
Yeah, one of the big things about this movie that I think I liked was that it wasn't a monster movie, so to speak. It was like I was expecting something big to crawl out of this gorge.
So was I.
Yeah, and when these like tree like people start climbing up,
kind of more like a bunch of crabs coming out of there.
Yeah, there was definitely crabs.
You never want crabs
coming out of the gorge
in the gorge.
Crabs with skulls on top of their head. Yeah,
oh, it's a crabby gorge.
But I mean, that was something that I. What was your first impression of the monsters when they were revealed? What did you think,
Brenda?
Honestly, first I thought this movie looked extremely creepy, and then these tree people.
Yeah,
tree people. Out, so.
And were you like, oh, that's not creepy at all? No.
Yeah.
No, and then when you get down into the gorge, they're like riding horses and shit. Like, you know, they're like,
tree like horses.
Tree horses.
It's like the Headless Horseman mixed with the Game of Thrones creepy.
Yeah, that's we did comment that.
The tree
we
people.
Did
they were like Game of Thrones,
the ice guy.
Yeah,
I thought they looked like seahorses.
We thought. We thought they looked like those excuse children me, sea of monkeys. The forest, kind of.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
too.
I did. Not the ice creature.
The ice people? Walkers.
Yeah.
The white walkers.
Yes.
Yeah, white walkers.
The ice walkers.
But it was the tree people
that
made the ice walkers.
Yep, that's true.
Snow walkers.
Yeah.
The first people.
The first people.
Yes. So that movie I talked about in the first installment of this episode was In the Lost Lands. Also, it's a George R. Martin short story. They have people very similar to these hollow men.
And there were some people that complained and they said that it was a ripoff of The Last of Us.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I don't see it. It's not. No, it's. I mean, completely in Last of Us, they look like mushrooms.
Yes.
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 Mushroom heads. Not. You know.
Some of them were on.
You know, like, rose bushes.
Some of them were on the ground, and when they were like Venus fly traps. When someone would land on them, they'd start
tree
eating
thing.
Them.
Well, that was a tree thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a
well, and person, you know, though. You're talking about. Some of us. Well, how about the little bitch that was scared of the
last
bugs?
Of us, not some of us.
How about some of the little bitch that was scared of the bugs in this movie? Because you're scared of bugs.
You mean that millipede thing on the tree?
Yeah, he freaked out when he had the
millipede. I was freaking out. Shit. I didn't freak out. I was just like, well, because you know what it reminded me of? The fucking bugs in the King Kong movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was the guy that did
Adrian Peter Jackson?
Brody. Well, yeah, Adrian, it was a Peter Jackson movie.
Peter Jackson. Yeah. Thank you. Was in it, that scene when they're in
that
the
was terrifying
gorge. Yeah. Back then it was called gorges. The trench. Then that fucking bug scene, and we've pulled that up before.
We're scared
and the
of that.
And the thing that's fucking creepy about that is because there's no music. There's the only sound that there's like a little. Whatever, and then it's just the sound that the fucking bugs make as they're and there's the thing with the fucking sucker that gets a guy's head and pulls his head in and shit. You know, have you seen it?
You've seen it. It's a long time ago.
Oh god, it's that, fucking that nasty.
Movie. Well, and then they do the same thing in Godzilla phenomenal. The Monster Verse, that the Godzilla King of the Monsters. They have a similar scene with centipedes hatching out of eggs and filling up an entire room with crap. Oh, we're looking at
right
it now.
There on
well,
the
it's
screen.
Just and it's because it's
because Scott needs to re-traumatize all of us now. Apparently,
see, and there's no
there's no music in the background of the scene. It's just the audio design of the.
Those are creepy bugs.
Yeah. Looks like a big dog penis, doesn't it?
Like, it's Red Rocket. It's Red Rocket.
Yeah, Red Rocket. And
it's like those gooey ducks.
Gooey ducks, yes.
Gooey ducks.
And giant fucking grasshoppers.
Yep.
And grasshoppers.
I hate grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers freak me the fuck out.
Gross.
Grasshoppers are just like, I'm not. Oh. But this. And then they do it, and like another one grows out. They cut one out. Up, going up his leg.
Well, they're hydras. That's a hydra. Oh, there's Jack Black. Too.
Yep. See, and then this is it. It's no music. It's just this fucking haunting.
Yeah.
And they just fucking lose, man. And that is what everything about the.
Yeah. This King Kong movie seriously underrated.
Is so good.
Yeah, and then of course there's a scorpion. Oh, it's not a spider. It's like a scorpion spider thing.
Oh, what's his name is in this too? The guy from Return.
Oh my god.
He's the young guy. And that's what's his name.
The gooey duck is eating his arm.
He's going to cut off his own arm.
And his head.
Ooh.
That's what's his name.
Is that Gollum?
Yeah. See, I was going to say Caesar from Planet of the Apes. Yeah. Can you imagine your head go all over
Andy
that?
Andy Serkis.
And yes,
yeah.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, look at that. I mean,
his head's
you
going.
Are, you're done. You're just done. There's the guy from Turn.
Yeah, they lose like half their squad in this.
That's Liberace's boyfriend. Right there.
Maybe you should have got that freaking Tommy gun out a little bit earlier.
And how do you kill it? Yeah, whatever.
Well, you're going to kill your friend.
Well, at that point, I'd be like, you know what?
He's got stormtrooper aim.
It's just
thank
so...
Thank God for Jack Black.
And this is like those fucking... This is the thing coming out of the tree in the gorge.
Yes.
To me.
Yes.
Well, Adrian Brody survives this, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He does. But...
So... And this scene is so long.
Yeah, it goes on for like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, God, get off my face. I haven't said that since last night.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, no.
Ew, look at the creepy bug I saw today.
Oh, I just can't do bugs.
Oh, where was that at? Damn. What is that?
At Fort Abraham Lincoln.
What the fuck is that? What is that? Is that a spider?
No.
Tap the eye.
No, it's a western conifer sea bug.
Grody.
What the hell? I don't ever want to see that again.
And it's living in your hometown.
Damn.
It was in the bathroom.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, that just makes it even that much better.
That is the strange. Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Oof.
Western conifer seed.
It looks better on the computer. Yeah,
it doesn't look as creepy there.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so clinical right here with its little all right. shading so and all the little.
Let's segue back here. So what's in the gorge? They call them the Hollow Men, which is references to a T.S. Eliot poem. And it turns out the character of Levi in the show is a poet. And that was kind of interesting. I don't.
Did you have something you wanted to say on the subject, Nancy?
Yeah, I did. I decided I'd go in and look at this poem, which is, you know, I'm not a poetry person, and actually poetry kind of bugs me. So
I'm with you.
Bugs me. Get yeah. it? Get it?
Pretentious. Yes. A bunch of pretentious fucks.
You know, I mean, I'm not good at poetry. Like, I can maybe pull off a haiku if a gun was to my head, but, you know, I mean, hey.
You could string five words together? Or is it seven?
Wait a minute.
I don't know. So the famous...
Seven.
Seven.
The very most famous lines.
Haikus from, or yeah. syllables?
It's famouser.
It's five. That's all I know. It's like five.
Or maybe it is five.
Haikus? It's like five, seven, five. Isn't
wow,
it?
That's impressive. I'm impressed. All I had was five.
Oh my God. Look at you on your, you are on the ball.
You know what five, we learned seven, right five. Now? I could not.
Syllables.
Was I right?
I syllables. Could not.
Yes.
You were right, but yes. it is. It's 575, but it's 575. Yeah.
I clearly
syllables.
Could not have written a haiku with a gun into my head. So
no.
Thanks for helping me.
Your haiku would have come out with, "Pleasosaurus, kill me, sir."
All
Killosaurus, dead disciple.
So at the very end of the Hollow Men poem, the famous lines are, "This is the way the world ends." Not with a bang, but a whimper. And so that's neat. But the beginning of the poem, "We are the hollow men, we are the stuffed men, leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass, or rat's feet over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom, remember us, if at all, not as lost, violent souls, but only as the hollow men." So honestly, that first paragraph really kind of sums up what's down there in that movie and what they find. And that is really damn cool, because I've never really seen or thought of a movie based on a poem. Like, you know, I mean, maybe I have, but haven't known about it. But I thought that was neat.
No, they tied that in very nicely.
Brilliantly tied that in. Yeah. Mm. And so AI.
I don't like it.
AI says,
there's a lot more to that. Look at this. This fucker is
it's
long.
Super, I have it all printed out.
T.S. Eliot. Holy he wrote some shit long, long yeah.
This thing
shit.
Is long.
And he was alive. Yes. So T.S. Eliot was born in 1888 and died in 1965. Mm. And
oh, you can get it on SoundCloud. It must be where somebody says it or something.
So the Hollow Men poem describes a desolate world populated by empty, defeated people. It's about trying to reconstruct some sense of a whole or complete person, culture, or tradition. Talks about spiritual emptiness and the inability to find meaning or fulfillment in life. But it's just really a bunch of dead tree guys down there, right?
And horses.
But technically they're
horses,
hollow. I mean,
they're hollow.
Yeah, they're hollow.
Some have like goat antlers on them.
Yeah, they were cool. They were
well
cool.
It's not all tree guys. There was that whole connected, like,
yeah, that was
blood
gross.
System kind of yeah. where they were beating
yeah. yep. Well, that's how they were making, I think that's how they were making more hollow men, because like the tree guys were some of the original cavalry that rode in there, like
yeah,
the source material. And where were all the ones climbing up the walls coming from?
I don't know, because at the end they must have figured it out, because JD, they shot him in the head and before they dropped him down.
Yep, that's true.
So
but
they must
you
have...
You're thinking he figured it out? Because he sure didn't seem like he figured it out.
No. Like they
like
must
Sigourney
have
Weaver's
figured
crew.
It out that if they,
oh, they
didn't
knew what
kill
the fuck
him,
was out. Yeah.
If they didn't kill these men, then they came back as the Hollow Men.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, JD could have come back after they threw him out of the helicopter.
Yeah, that's why they shot him right in the head and then dropped him.
Okay. Oh, yeah, rather than just him.
Then just down. Dropping him down.
I mean, the impact probably would have done it too, but I suppose they had to be sure.
But if they didn't kill him,
he could have come back.
Then they could have brought him back. Yeah, because that hollow, that one guy, he was the original guy the original who guy was with in the tower.
Wall, yeah. Yeah, the original Brit.
Yes, because he had his. Yes. He saw they had the uniform.
Yep.
And we find out that it is.
What did I say that it's that? Because when they were going through that missile silo, and it was like the big goo webby thing that you said. I'm trying to remember what the hell it was. I thought that looked. I was.
Oh, like, you said it looked like a nuclear test site, like Los Alamos.
No. But I mean, no. But the actual creature web stuff. Thing in there. I was like, oh my god, that. I'm trying to remember what I thought that reminded me of. Remember the stuff that they hacked their way through. And then they finally set it on fire.
I mean, that's kind of similar to Alien when they're all in their little pods. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, no, it wasn't Alien. It was something else that reminded me of that. Because it was all the mouths and you could just see the
beating. You could see the beating of
it
like
it was. I mean, it was like one ginormous entity.
It was like the hive nest of it all.
But it had all the different faces and,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As they walked by,
you could see the individuals in there.
Yeah, and they were just all smushed in there. And I was trying to think of what it reminded me of. There was actually, there's a short that's on YouTube of Godzilla, and it actually is supposed to be like a precursor for Godzilla versus Biollante, which was like the plant. Monster Godzilla thingamabobby, and it was like it's like a fan movie, which is actually not bad, but it's kind of creepy about how it actually would have happened. And it was this nuclear, it's always nuclear, right? But I mean, it had something to do, it was where the Biollante monster came from, and they were in supposedly like the military goes in and finds this lab where it had the virus had escaped and everything and basically consumed all the workers, the scientists and everything in this lab. And it was just like that when they went in and you could see all the people that had been absorbed into this giant web of whatever. And supposedly they were all still conscious and, they were like, kill me and all that kind of stuff. But it was all these people. It was so gross. But it was so well done. Not where they were just cocooned.
Right.
But they had been transformed and pulled in, and they were part of this larger organism.
Yeah.
Well, what show are you referring to? Because I want to know.
I told you it was a short on YouTube that they had done. It was a Godzilla.
I think there's been some other bigger picture
films
or TV shows that have done that sort of a bit as well.
Well, what about the original Pod People movie? What was that called? With
Pod People movie?
The Pod People movie. I bet if you type in Pod People movie, you're going to get something. And Scott, this is what we always do. What was the name of the movie and who's the name of that guy in the movie?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Don't we kind of see people like that towards the end?
I don't remember.
I never saw it. I never saw it.
With
I never
Donald saw that either. Sutherland.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's famous for going, pull it up and we'll do
what is it?
Just you like gotta that. Pull
Body
it up.
Snatchers.
Pull it up on the video and we'll
on the video on the video machine.
Let's pull it up on the talkie.
Kiefer Sutherland is
in there? Donald Sutherland, his father.
1978 film.
The old guy.
Yeah, there it is. There's a scene right there. Let's listen to that scene. Oh, and of course, you've got a scene before
it's probably like 3 minutes long waiting to get to that.
He's running into his mutant.
Do they make like body doubles in this show? Because they grow them.
Oh,
right?
here goes. Here comes.
Oh, I recognize her.
Who is that?
Oh!
I.
I nailed it.
It's like bad Doctor Who back in the day.
I recognize her, though.
That's an iconic scene. When anyone talks about Donald Sutherland, they go,
Veronica Cartwright. That's who that is.
Veronica Cartwright?
I'm just trying to think.
Who's Veronica Cartwright?
Yeah, that's her. What else have I seen?
She's in lots of stuff.
I've seen her in some other stuff where she played was
an alien.
Yeah.
A Lambert.
Yes. She's the gal in Alien that we make fun of all the time.
Fucking drove me up the fucking wall in Alien.
She keeps going, that's her main line in Alien.
When the chest bursts, she's the one that just does nothing but scream.
And she's like, why are we letting it in?
Why did we put Batman in?
Yeah.
Why isn't she in stasis? Oh, that was the black guy. Why is he in stasis? What was his name? The one black guy in every movie that dies. That's just, I mean, you want to talk about something in Hollywood that needs to be addressed.
Oh.
Or you know what? Maybe they know that.
Yep.
There she is. Yeah. Yeah. She's in a lot of stuff.
Tickety talk.
So one of the things I'd like to when we get down into the gorge and we're in the bunker, there is a really cool picture in there with Churchill, Stalin, Truman, set in 1947.
We sort of went for the first take.
Okay,
she's familiar now.
And they had to recut the chest.
They didn't really cut him open, did they?
John was sitting down below, and he had a fake chest on.
Yeah, I think we all knew it was fake, lady.
Mm-hmm.
God, all she did was fucking scream.
She just screamed.
Yeah. Oh, she did.
She's effectively
her screams. Line. What's my line again? That's your fucking line.
But I know whatever you just did stomped over one of my main points here.
Well, you got it written down. You got a point.
Was it with that picture down when they're down in the bunker? There's a cool picture with Churchill, Stalin, and Truman set in 1947. And so they knew about what was going on down there. They were developing biochemical missiles.
And super soldiers. Oh, wait, I'm skipping ahead a few decades.
They were going for super soldiers.
Now is super soldiers.
That's why they were keeping the lab alive.
Yep.
Keeping the lab alive.
Yeah, it was the missile program back then.
And they called themselves Dark Lake. Paramilitary specializes in genetic research. Attempting to make American ground forces unbeatable.
America.
Yeah, America.
America.
Dark Lake, Blackwater, same thing.
You're right. That was the first thing I was like.
Of that Yep.
Okay, here it is. Shelter 54, baby.
What are you watching?
This is
the thing
what
we're all merged together that he's been looking for.
Yeah. Okay.
This is all related to Godzilla?
Yeah, it was these found footage. This Lost Utopia Films does all these found footage things.
Oh.
And they actually make them, and they're like little mini movies, and they're actually pretty good.
Okay, well, thank God that wasn't real.
And that's what
sounded real.
That's the point. That's how the way they do it that way.
It was real.
They try to make it real. Holy
Blair Witch Project, Batman.
Exactly. And so that's this goopy multi thing that was in there when they were going through and doing their cutting, and it had all the faces and all that kind of shit in there. I was like, holy shit, that's Shelter 54.
Human DNA merged with plants, animals, and insects from the gorge.
Right here, man. Right there, plants, a big fucking flower is what it was. Biollante was a ginormous rose.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
A gift from the rose on the bed.
Oh, have you seen that commercial that was a Super Bowl commercial with Seal where they had like
a seal?
Seal's face.
That was
on
creepy.
The seal. That was super creepy.
That was very creepy.
That was like one of the grossest commercials I think I've ever seen.
That really distracted me from the Doritos commercial.
Distracted or disturbed? The Doritos monkey baby commercial, which is also disturbing.
I know, but it was like a monkey baby. It was like a monkey montage. Because it was a bunch of commercials that they brought together.
Yeah, you're right about that. Mm-hmm.
Monkey baby.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with the desert rose. Sting.
Outstanding song.
Well, at least Sting didn't slap his face on a seal.
You ever slap a seal? No.
You ever slap your face on a seal?
Well, I mean, I guess Sting wouldn't slap his face on a seal. He'd put it on what, a scorpion?
Some people go cow tipping. I go seal slapping.
Yeah. Well, we don't got any seals around here. We ain't got no seals around these parts. So, hey, what should we talk next about the gorge? Let's allow Brenda and Patrick to give some commentary.
No, you go.
Oh, well, okay. I was immediately struck by the whole super soldier thing because lately that's I don't want to say overused motif because I appreciate it in like Marvel movies and stuff, but a lot of things are super soldiers.
The last Captain America wasn't a super soldier, why that movie was super shitty and nobody went.
Oh boy!
I went to see Captain
Americas were super soldiers.
I mean Captain America's about a super soldier. Yeah.
That's the whole premise.
Sam Wilson,
Captain America is not a super soldier. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The new Captain America
is just a normal dude in a suit.
He's like, yeah, Lieutenant Dude.
Yeah, he's pretty not normal if you ask me. I mean,
he's a guy with a super shield, isn't he?
And that's it. He's what, like Iron Man, but he's still pretty damn good.
He's like Iron Man without the toys.
He's more like Iron Man with toys provided to him by Iron Man
without the super serum.
he's just a dude.
Yep. No, but like, I'm curious where they are going.
He's like
with
Batman without the smell.
Without
the smell.
I am curious where they're going at with the super soldier program in the gorge. Are they literally trying to like turn humanity, like give them like a horse legs to make him go faster?
Well, they showed that like on the computer. Yeah, they showed like, some of the stuff.
Yeah, like merging some biological parts.
And that's what that drone was doing. Yeah. That drone was down there collecting
samples. Yeah.
But not all of humanity. Just the soldiers.
Right.
Well, it's always just the soldiers.
Yeah, because we only need the soldiers.
Just the super ones.
Well, apparently, though, these things that were living down in the gorge were also immortal because they'd been down there since the 40s.
The 40s, yeah.
And evidently, you can kill a plant by shooting it in the head.
Yeah,
apparently, yes. Yeah.
Well,
didn't you think that was just... I'm like, he just shot a plant man in the head and it died. How'd that work? Did he blow out his pollen?
Well, they did have those devices that they had bombs on the wall to blow them off the wall. I assume they just fell down to the bottom and started climbing back up again.
Well, no, they're like dandelions when you blow them.
Well, they must have been because where'd they keep coming from? Every person was killing that many. Where are they?
Because exactly, it's like how many people were down there? Yeah. Because
the gelatinous thing is like a freaking wound.
Well, no, I was because I was,
and they just born 30-year-olds.
Well, okay, maybe not.
Well, here was the deal because I was going to say at first it would have been all the scientists, right?
Right, the scientists.
But then they sent in the cavalry, literally. Yeah.
But and how many how of them went. Were there?
All of them.
Because this was from the 40s all the way to 2025. But so how many are you talking?
It's not just the original people. It's the DNA merging with plants and insects and animals and critters. And
but
yes,
you have to
humans.
Have people to do this. And so how many were originally sent
I don't think that
in?
Little spider web thing was actually like spawning people. Oh. Is that what you're thinking?
I was thinking it was spawning people out. Yeah,
I thought it was spawning people. It looked clearly like there was people in there.
I thought they were kind of just like stuck in there and they were like people goo.
The original Calvary?
Or the scientists or whatever. I didn't see... I did not interpret it as it was like spitting...
That's
where
I went. I went with
hollow people. Maybe it was. But I have no... I don't think it was clear.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. So originally, at the very beginning, Miles... And Anya, so Levi and what was her
Drossa.
Name?
Drossa. Or killed my little what? Lion.
They killed like 60, 70 people who were climbing up the wall.
Yeah, and they punched up their
they took out a bunch of machine guns.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
Every person who was only there for a year, starting in 2025, going back to 1940s, killed that many people, How many people were originally down
there? See, here's my thought, is those people are immortal, and even if they got blown off the wall and hit the bottom,
they just came back up.
They just came back up.
But wait a minute. How do we know they were immortal? See, that's the part that I did pick up. Did I miss that somewhere?
Well, it came from the 1940s. If they went in the 1940s and never came back out, they not dead.
Okay. Well, no. But I mean immortal, because you had mentioned that the JD, they shot him in the head
before they dropped him. Right,
but do we know that... Like if so they hadn't dropped him.
Did he die?
Well, no, what I was going to say, if they dropped him and he just like shattered apart and stuff like that, do we know that he would come back as a plant person?
Or several if he shattered into pieces?
You know what I'm just going to say?
I mean, I don't think we know that.
They didn't tell us any of that.
They
shit.
Didn't where explain did the at all.
Where did the crab heads come from? Those crab heads, those were the freaky fucking ones. Yes. I mean, in that church or whatever.
Well, I think those crab heads
those
came
like
from
spider people.
Spider crab with like skulls?
Yes.
Those spider crabs.
Whoever thought of, I got an idea. Let's have a spider whose body is a skull.
That was creepy.
Sick motherfucker that thought of that. And brilliant. Sick. Brilliantly creepy. Scary.
But I figure what happened
where
is.
Where did they come from?
We had dead people down there too that didn't rise up.
Dead people.
And those spider crabs took their skulls and made a home out of it like crabs do. They
like
go
a hermit crab?
It was just like new life creations.
Just moved
out
into a skull.
Out of all
huh?
of these things, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's
I mean,
pretty...
the tree, the sticky goo mouth thing, like the dune thing,
the Venus flytrap
thing. Yeah,
and so vagina all they really
the
have
the
to do, they really don't
shop a horse.
These yes. hollow men, they don't have any hobbies down there. All they have to do is no get hobbies. Out. Let's think about it. Since the 1940s, what are they doing down there? Nothing. All they got to do is try to climb out every fucking day. That's all they got to do. That's
dominoes.
Their sole job.
Probably dominoes.
And yet, but they get shot and then they come right back to life.
See, that's why we don't know that.
Yeah,
and yet
know.
They hinted at least once that they had strategic thinking. Like they could actually
they
think
did.
About
yeah.
processes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When they brought the I don't know, the bag of bullets or whatever they had.
The backpack.
Extra,
when they
the backpack with the extra ammo in it.
That was just strategically parked
out like,
there.
It was like a trap. They
yeah,
were laying
was,
a trap.
And they literally, they're like, wow, these guys can strategize.
Yes.
Go stand out there and grab that pack.
Well, they kept falling for the trap, too, and they kept leaving their
That's
shit around.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's a good, good thing that Miles Teller really looked fantastic when he was zipping across the gorge because he had like one leg out and one leg back and he was kind of sideways and he was kind of like twisted and perched. I mean, he looked fantastic going
but
across
But let's
there.
Talk about how,
I don't think
gets,
that's how they do it though.
He gets to the other side and Dross is like, ew, you smell, go shower. Some realism in there.
I mean, the shower scene was all right.
And then she stole his clothes. That was funny. Yes.
I might have paused that.
Yeah, you did. You did pause
slash
that.
Rewind. Pause, rewind, pause, rewind. But it was just the pose that he struck going across there. I was like, I don't think they'd be like that. I mean, he had, you know, he's like, I'm going to cry. It looked just a little too, I don't know. Like he was at Aspen or something. Going up a ski lift.
So
or down
one of,
a ski
one
lift
of my
or
thoughts was
lift.
These people gotta sleep, you know. So we've got an east side and a west side tower. They gotta sleep. They both slept at night. It's not like one stood up during the day and one stood at night. And so you'd think one of these guys would have snuck out while they weren't watching.
Well, that's where they had
but
they
had all the alarms. They had all the alarms. But
yeah.
when they were coming up, there was a lot
in the
of
mines. I mean, the wall was mined.
Yeah. I mean, they
basically.
Had.
They had
it seems like that.
You'd probably hear it go boom.
Yeah, I wonder how many like times that they tried to escape. Like, did they kill? Like you said, did they kill 100 of them, and then it takes them 5 months to regenerate?
And so
back
these
up?
Fuckers were turning into plants in the '40s.
Yes.
Right? I mean, because they saw the movie with Greta Hansen in there.
What movie with Greta Hansen?
Well, they spun up that movie, that film.
Oh, yeah.
You
was
know,
that
where they
who
watch
was
her?
Or was it the Samantha lady? Samantha Coughlin.
Oh, I don't know. Well, who was Greta?
I don't know.
Don't know.
One she, of them. She sounds like a Nazi. Greta Hansen. It had to be her.
Oh,
were these Nazis?
Dear.
I can't remember. Were there Nazis? I don't know.
No, they were Americans.
They were Americans.
They were Americans.
Well, but it wasn't.
Except
it
for
was
Stalin.
It was like multicultural, not multicultural.
Yes.
This was before DEI was removed from all the websites.
Yeah.
This was East and West.
Yeah, I mean they were all fucking down there. So yeah, no Nazis, but everybody else. So it was back in the '40s. They were turned into plants.
Right.
Yes.
So they've been climbing the walls for a while. Mm-hmm. Like being in prison.
It just seems a little bit ironic that they were able to hold them out for that long.
Well, I'm just saying, they've been climbing the walls for decades. So you'd think they'd have to run out of people after a while. Even and after they sent a cavalry in there, okay, and they're still going to run out if they're coming
out. Not to mention they sent...
So they must have been respawning somehow or another.
They sent a cavalry in, which means there was a way into the gorge. So what, did they build a wall at the end of the gorge to keep them from leaving?
Oh, they mentioned that. Didn't they say there was like another nuke or something at the end, at the entryway? They said something about the entryway.
I don't know. All I remember them saying is, this is the door to hell. We stand guard at the gate.
From the top.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly at one point, they must have had to have stopped people from getting their horses down in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to have built a wall or mm-hmm. something.
There was definitely a wall in there because I think there was like some sort of way they got into the wall and that's where the bunker was. And I don't know if there was an elevator in there.
A whole city in there.
Yeah.
Like a movie theater.
A church full of fucking skull crabs.
Church.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People been living down there.
So at some point they had to have blocked that off.
Well, that's what Scott was saying. It felt like a nuclear test site, like the Manhattan Project. Mm-hmm. It felt like they had created a world down there.
The original research scientists had that town. But mm-hmm. after things got out of control, I mean, that's when they put the nuke in there. So there were still people going down in there actively.
But then there was people that, because there was the more modern computer
that was the Blackwater
2000.
This is why it's fun to just sit back and let a movie roll and not pay too much attention to it.
Exactly.
But this is unfortunately, I will say this one thing about this movie is they were very smart in how they set it up. It wasn't dumb at all. Mm-mm. I mean, they kind of walked us through everything that happened and we didn't really have to figure things out, but they clearly now left a few minor details out.
Well, I mean, you could tie it back to the last segment that we did because this movie and Pacific Rim both shared that where they laid out the foundation of the history without you having to know anything.
Yeah.
And they made it understand.
Mm-hmm. So, I like that.
It's all presented.
And the other thing they did that I will really say this about these two movies is they didn't emasculate any of the characters. Like the women didn't play dumb. The women didn't make the men feel dumb, which I hate in a lot of movies. Right. I really hate that emasculation. And they just set up seemed to be a healthy working relationship between both.
Yeah. Cause even the scientist at the beginning was a woman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. They just seemed to have a good setup in regards to, the relationship between the characters. Because I remember romancing the stone and how, there was a whole series.
Michael Douglas romancing the stone?
Yeah, romancing the stone. But remember how back when we were younger.
Dating yourself.
When we were in the 80s and 90s movies, there was a lot of that kind of tension between the characters. Like they had to hate each other first before they fell in love.
Yes.
I mean, that's not happening really in these movies. And I like that.
They didn't do that in the sequel.
What sequel? Romancing the second Romancing the Stone?
Yeah, Romancing the Bone.
Oh! Wow.
They started off liking each other right away, if I remember right.
That would have been a better song.
Actually, I prefer the sequel to Romancing the Stone, the second
Kathleen
movie.
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
So this is why the film doesn't explicitly mention an open end to the gorge. It suggests it as a self-contained environment.
But how could they have sent in the cavalry?
I know. That's why I'm like, I've...
And cars. How did they get the cars in there?
Through the elevator.
Sure.
That they built after getting down there.
Right. Yeah, how do you ride a cavalry?
Every gorge. That's a Klingon pimple, by the way, is a gorge. Just in case you're wondering.
Ooh, Klingons.
It had to have an open end because it had a river.
That's what a gorge is, yes.
Or a creek or a crick, depending on where you're from. So it had to have an open end.
That's what created the gorge.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, and think if the how are the horses still alive? If they brought them in the 40s, and
they're also plant horses
and animal. They're like merged with DNA.
Didn't you
too.
See there were plant horses?
Everything in that gorge now is like a mixture of everything else's DNA.
Weren't they pretty skeletal, those horses?
Yeah, they looked like trees.
Yeah, they
me.
Did. Yeah. Everything looked like a tree.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're called the Hollow Man. Mm-hmm. And the horses, hollow horses.
Is that why you think it is? Because they're hollow?
Oh, what are we looking here? What does that title say? How does the gorge what? How does the gorge end?
Yeah, it's just a.
Oh, I know how it ends.
With Anna Taylor this Joy is, and Miles Teller getting together on a beach town somewhere.
They blew up the cloakers and the stray dog protocol was activated. They righted a wrong, blew up bad guys, survived the plague, ate rabbit pie, and lived happily ever after.
Ate rabbit pie.
They ate rabbit pie. Remember? She was feeding him rabbit pie and he liked it. He's like, I like this rabbit
that
pie.
That wasn't at the end. That was in the middle.
That was
before he took a dive down into the gorge.
You don't even realize that I just wrote that.
I think it was on the conjugal visit to the gorge.
He took a dive into the
gorge. Didn't he order rabbit pie at the restaurant, though?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, he did. When they were in France, he ordered rabbit pie.
But I don't think he got any pie.
No, not that
not
visit.
Not that pie.
Not that visit.
No. You got some pie later on.
Let's talk about that's probably more like cake by the ocean.
That wasn't rabbit pie.
By the ocean. Sorry. No, I wrote they righted it wrong, blew up bad guys, survived the plague, ate rabbit pie, and lived happily ever after. That was me. You were saying it was a show. It wasn't. That was what I just said.
Didn't Jason Bourne end kind of like that, though, where he finds her on a beach? Jason Bourne or Point Break, or there's another movie that ends almost
the Bourne Jason Supremacy. Bourne,
yeah,
Bourne Break. I don't remember how the Bourne Supremacy ends. And
I think
I've
all
never
of Point
seen...
Break was on a beach, wasn't it?
It kind of was. It was a lot of surfing,
except for the airplane part.
Yeah,
I think it was an airplane. Was the airplane flying over a gorge?
Might have been.
Maybe.
There's the beach on the gorge.
Well, you know what? That's another thing. That's another nice thing about these two movies is both our heroes survive.
This is true. The
I mean,
main
I like that. In the gorge, everybody lives except for that one guy that died with a wave.
And everybody in the helicopter.
Well, that's true. That's right. The
and
bad
everybody that
died.
Was in the cavalry. And everybody that was a scientist. And everybody that had been here
the
there
only,
before him.
The only people we care about survived.
Really, most everybody died.
Well, here's something to also be thought about. When they blew up the cloakers and the satellites and when stray dog protocol was activated, the whole kit and caboodle gorge blew up, right? Because there was like a mushroom cloud, right? And then they had to run like what, 5 miles?
4.2 kilometers.
Well, I don't
very speak. Specific amount.
That's a long ways to go in a short amount of time.
Yeah, the whole 50-second trope that they have. Oh, we got 35 seconds to run 5 miles, right?
I can't run 5 feet in that amount.
No, I can't either.
Okay, but in the interest of being right,
of course.
The 4.2, I mean, they had as much time as they needed to until they punched the button for the stray dog protocol. Once the stray dog protocol went into effect, then they had 2 minutes or whatever the hell it was. So he didn't flip the switch on that until they were already like, hightailing it.
He also had a bum leg. Remember, he had a bum leg.
It wasn't a switch. They actually took their shots.
Those
were
to get rid of the,
started running.
But those aren't what set off the stray dog protocol. Those got rid. Those were the cloakers that made everything visible.
Trigger the stray dog protocol.
The stray dog protocol was they flipped the switch.
Well, all I know is they were able to run and get out of there while as the helicopter was not.
Well, but they were already like 4 kilometers away. Was
you know like 4,000 yards or whatever the shot was. Yeah.
But she remember Sigourney was at the top of the tower and they had to run down. And get to the helicopter.
And the helicopter was not running, and you don't get in and jump in and fucking crank, hit the ignition like you do in a car.
Well,
just letting you know.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'd never flown a helicopter, never been in one myself.
You never around here have your phone helicopter?
Yes, anybody? You have. And we love to
I've been in a helicopter, three of them.
Over the Grand Canyon.
No,
I flew
good
in one
thing
over
you
Fort
survived
Ripley.
That. A lot of people don't.
Oh, wow.
With the Grand Canyon? A lot of people die on those Vegas helicopter tours. They just do.
We survived.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, well. Yeah, okay. So, should.
Oh, there she is.
So let's just talk a little bit about Anya Taylor-Joy here. Did you guys
that was on the way back up?
That's kind of an Indiana
from
Jones
the gorge,
sequence.
Though.
Did you guys like her in Furiosa? Did you see Furiosa?
I have not seen Furiosa.
Oh,
I need
really?
To see
I
it.
Love Furiosa.
I've been meaning to, but no.
I love Furiosa, and I love her in
see,
it,
look
but
at
I
his
don't
bum
like...
leg.
Yeah, he's got a bum leg. But they haven't initiated the Stray Dog Protocol yet, is my point. They're already running.
Yeah, they were running and to take their shots.
It hadn't, and it hadn't, they've already done the shots and gotten rid of the cloakers. Because okay. Now, remember, they're fighting the drones as they're going through the trees and everything and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. That was brilliant. He used the branch as a, I thought that was kind of cool.
Which we had a lot of, what's that called? At the beginning when they, foresight the end, because they kept talking about who had the longest distance oh, yes. shot.
Foreshadowing.
No, foreshadowing. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yep. So because we had a lot of that going on, who had yeah. the longest shot, and it was actually her.
I personally right. think yeah. she is the much when better
she,
shot.
She set him up to try to take a credit for the shot yes. that she
she's,
took.
She's carrying yeah. Basically a normal rifle, and he's got the like 50 cal sniper scope. And she still makes the shot.
Yeah, I yep. couldn't have made either of those shots. So
okay, so they're already 3.8 kilometers away or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said on the little
yep.
doodad.
Yep.
Yep. You're right.
So they're getting ready to actually
and Sigourney,
but I don't think I am right.
No, this is where they're taking out the antennas.
Right, yeah. But I thought they took the antennas no, out before they started the running.
No, they were running.
So I was wrong on that one.
And yep. they're at the top of the tower at this point, I mean, Sigourney and her cohort.
Yep. But they've already run, like his little thing of a box said 3.8 yeah. kilometers. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to take him out. And it is, I was totally wrong on this because mm-hmm. you're right. Because I remember now when they were talking about the scenario, if all of the cloakers went out,
then
that would start the Stray Dog yeah. protocol. You're absolutely right. I was
and that's
wrong.
How many kilometers?
4.2.
They got to be 4.2.
So that's really not that far to run.
Yeah, because they're at 3.8. Well, right? They're at 3.8 right now. But you're right.
Again,
with a bum
you
leg.
Couldn't run 5 minutes.
But that's why he doesn't make it.
I could not do it.
He doesn't, but he doesn't make it. That's why he gets blown right. off that.
Yeah.
That's why he does not meet her.
Yeah.
Correct.
At the right time.
Yep.
That and the fact that he lied because he really does not like rabbit pie.
Well, who would?
Yeah, I just.
I'd say I would.
No.
So what are you
I would say I love rabbit pie.
Shooting the satellites yep. right here.
And they take and they only have to shoot a couple of
they
them because
they trigger each other.
They put dead cord between
yep.
them.
Yep. Which is this.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Which we saw them do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They were walking the around cord. Doing that. And so now
she's once, totally the better shot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's,
do you notice how she left her gun? She does not take her gun.
Well, she doesn't need it at that point.
You just need to run like hell.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's too much weight to carry
yeah.
to
oh,
run.
Fuck, that thing would be. Yeah, that thing yeah. is heavy.
Okay. Especially his gun.
He's rigged the cloakers. We gotta get the fuck out of here. So, yeah.
It just it takes her a while to figure out that she needs to get the hell out of there.
Well, it doesn't take that long. Only it doesn't take that long. That's right. The siren goes.
Yeah. Red alert. Run if you hear the air raid sirens because yeah. it's the Stray Dog protocol.
Okay, but is Sigourney wearing heels? Because I know somebody was wearing heels.
Probably.
Well, it's Remington Steele. Don't you remember that? Remington Steele.
Oh, my Steele. God. Oh, my
here's where they discover they're in trouble. So
yeah, he's like...
Yes.
He's super gimping around there.
Remington Steele or Bruce Willis and Cybill yeah. Shepherd.
Oh, moonlighting.
Moonlighting.
Yeah. Well, let's see if she's got heels on right here. Nope.
Yeah,
well,
you're not going to see now.
Unless they get thrown out of the helicopter.
Why would they fly into the gorge if it's going to blow up in that helicopter?
Well,
it's the quickest way out.
Yeah.
And they she had tells to get them, up.
Well,
they didn't
she
have
tells
to necessarily get
distance,
they,
not altitude.
She kept saying,
distance,
get
not
up.
Altitude.
Yeah,
right.
We need distance.
Plus, he probably went down at first to get some right. airspeed going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Likely.
Yeah, well, we've established I don't fly a helicopter.
And that nuke has been there since like 1948.
That and it went off perfectly.
Yeah. That is like Wile E. Coyote
yeah,
fucking nuke
I know.
Right there. The big fucking round bomb with the fins and stuff on it. I looked at it and I was like, oh my God. I loved when when the towers blew away like that and showed them.
Yep.
And it's like, when your shit goes dark from the EMP.
Yep. It's all over.
You're fucked.
Let's talk about how Anna Taylor-Joy looks like an anime character, though, with the big eyes and the, like,
geez. Oh, my God, you are so right.
100%. Big eye.
Oh, you are so right, yeah.
She has a pixie face. She's,
that's so
yeah,
funny.
She's got definitely a distinctive face.
Yeah.
I think some...
I really liked her in this. I mean, consider this is the first... movie I've ever seen her in, since I haven't seen any of the other stuff you guys were talking about. Or that
I have
we
not
up.
Seen her in
she
anything.
She looks super yeah, creepy. And I
except the Queen's Gambit. We watched that together. Yeah.
And I didn't see that, and I didn't see the other, what's
she
it called? Furiosa.
Freaky in the Northman. She looks really
freaky. Oh, she's
freaky.
In the Northman?
Yeah, she's in the Northman.
Viking type movie. Mm-hmm. We should watch that.
Mm. That is an extremely violent movie. But Nicole Kidman's in it.
Yeah.
And she actually has an interesting character in it.
Funny. I kind of thought she would have been in a movie called The Gorge.
Well, Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh that's yeah. Right. Eyes were the only thing that was shut.
Yeah, I still have not been able to make it through Eyes Wide Shut. That
I
is
have
a
not
difficult
seen
movie.
It.
That is a difficult
I've seen
movie.
It. I've seen it.
I don't understand that movie. I really don't
weird,
understand
it,
that
no,
movie.
No, nobody does.
Okay. Nobody does. Good. Because I mean I just don't
the director, the writer. None of the actors understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, we just...
It's got to be like better, Stanley though, Kubrick's than Fifty Shades film? Of Grey.
Well, actually, Fifty Shades of Grey makes more sense than
it's
Eyes Wide Shut.
It's written at a second grade level, though.
Yeah, but at least we understand.
Well, yeah, because second grade.
Is that why it made
$1 billion?
Second grade porn. Fifty Shades of Grey.
Second
what?
Grade porn.
Second grade porn.
Wow. So everybody talks about these movies, like people that... want to talk about 50 Shades of Grey and thinking it's innovative and never saw 9.5 Weeks.
Oh yeah.
That was a good movie.
Drop the mic. Yeah. I mean, nobody. And here's the deal about 9.5 Weeks. It makes sense. It's deeply disturbing, but it has an ending that gives the woman some agency. I mean, she walks away from it.
Well, not to mention, I saw the author of
and Mickey
50
Rourke
Shades of Grey.
Incredible.
And she said, every woman has a rape fantasy.
No,
I do
what?
They
not
don't. Have a rape fantasy.
No, what? They don't.
No.
She really said that?
Yes, she said
who
that.
Who said that?
The author of 50 Shades of Grey.
Author of 50 Shades of Grey. Woman.
Yes. Yeah. Who is a woman?
Said every woman has a rape fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not have that fantasy.
Well,
I could say where you might say every woman, every person has like a control or maybe a submission fantasy
BDSM.
Or something like
yeah,
that,
maybe
you know, where
more
you
that.
Are submissive, where you're but like out, you have
rape.
No control, but you have no control.
Yeah.
Well, but you know that
willingly.
Yeah.
Right.
Have no control. Yeah.
But there's
that, yeah,
there's a safe word.
Yeah. Blue banana.
Yes.
In our case, it's blue banana.
But
actually flat out rape. You know,
no.
9.5 weeks, Mickey Rourke's character says that to Kim Basinger. He says, this is within you. Every woman wants this.
No.
And by the end of the movie, I mean, he's like trying
every
to
every woman
mentally,
fears this.
He's trying to mentally control her to make her yes. into what he wants. By the end of the movie, she realizes, yeah, it's not what I want. And she just walks away.
Yep.
And so like, that's why it's far superior. I mean, I don't know that 50 Shades of Grey sure sold a lot of books, which is a little disturbing, isn't it? I mean, it's way disturbing.
You don't know that it did? Didn't it sell like gazillions of fucking books?
Sold a lot, yeah.
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 I must have
misheard
you or something.
At all. Did you read them?
No, I didn't read those books.
I read all of them.
Oh,
wow. They're not good.
Why did you read all of them?
Because she likes that sort of genre.
Oh.
Plus, I do read that sort of genre.
Yeah,
but
I read.
It's not. They were not well written.
I've read a lot of romance novels, and I didn't consider that romance for
that
some
is
reason.
Not romance. It's exotic.
Oh, okay.
Erotic
fantasy. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
150 million copies worldwide since
well,
its release
yeah, you know,
in
I mean, Trump will say
oh,
tens
see,
of
I
thousands.
Would have thought it was more than that, actually.
If Trump can say tens of thousands, I can say she sold a few books.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but part of it is the salaciousness of it. It's like we don't want to talk in regular everyday discourse. We don't talk about BDSM.
Not in
right?
this country.
No.
No. No.
We don't talk about sex. In
no,
this
we
country.
Don't talk about oh. sex. So it was like. It was kind of eye-opening for people, but...
Let's talk about sex.
I was but, just you know, thinking those lyrics.
You know what the thing about it is, like, for...
All the good
for
things and the bad
I've been trained in a lot of, like, the power and control sex. Wheel, and a lot of the classes I've taken in my life have had, you know, I would say some significant warnings about domestic violence and mental control and stuff. So if you've been exposed to that and you watch 50 Shades of Grey, you can't get past the red flags. Like, I couldn't get past the red flags. I'm like, oh, he's picking her up in a helicopter for the first date. That's a red flag. Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't do that.
Right.
Or he's going to give her a whole new wardrobe. Yeah,
if you can fly a fucking helicopter.
Yeah. And if you have the money to own a helicopter.
Well, hey, whatever.
How did we get on 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is how
we were on Anna Taylor-Joy.
We were on Anna Taylor-Joy.
Anime.
And how was that?
I don't know.
What was that connection?
I don't know how we got there, but we did. We'll listen to it over again, and we'll figure it out. Figure it out. There's always a connection.
Yeah, I suppose I'm probably going to hear it again.
And again and again and again.
I'm so confused.
I also want to say that I'm going to take us way off topic here, but have you ever had a Have you ever had a friend in grade school that was just a super bad influence? That was like the friend that would like try to sleep with the carny to get an extra ride.
In grade school, yeah. I didn't have any friends that tried to sleep with the carny in grade school.
No, but I think we were talking about earlier.
I had this friend that I hung around with in grade school that was just like way older than, she acted way older than she should have been. And I would go to her house. No, I would go to her house and have some like sleepovers, like, you know, kids do. And they had HBO and we could watch whatever we wanted.
Skinamax, that is how I saw
9 and a Half Weeks. I was probably 10 or 12 years old.
You will have to tell me who this friend was.
Yeah, someday I'll tell you.
Wasn't Mickey Rourke in another like 9 and a Half Weeks kind of movie, like within a couple weeks? I'm pretty sure there was an actual movie called
Another 9 and a Half Weeks.
Yeah, well, I think there was Mickey Rourke is an interesting character. Yeah, I like. Did you see his?
Isn't James Spader in some movies like that too?
Red Shoe Diaries.
No, wait. That's David Duchovny.
Red Shoe Diaries. David Duchovny's in Red Shoe Diaries, and that was one of the greatest days of my life. David Duchovny was in the Red Shoe Diaries. Yeah.
Another 9 and a Half Weeks was the sequel.
Yeah. Well, I get that. But I feel like there was some other movie that was in one too.
James Spader is creepy. I don't know that I could deal with James Spader.
James Spader's not creepy.
Yeah, he is. He's fucking awesome. I find him creepy.
Oh, well, whatever. You know what you're talking about.
He's not creepy James in Spader Boston is awesome. Legal
he's
at
fucking
all.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. He's so funny in Boston
Legal.
Well, and
you can't say he's creepy.
I can so say he's creepy.
No, you can't. Well, not if you really want to be.
I found it.
Wild Orchid.
What did you find? Wild Orchid.
No. Wild Orchid is what I'm thinking of.
Angel Heart with Lisa Bonet.
Yeah,
but that was another one where there was some explicit action.
Wild Orchid is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Look at Mickey Rourke and Wild Orchid.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Wow.
That was another sexy time movie.
Sex Lies and Videotapes. That's what James Spader is in. We watched that, Nancy.
Yeah, we did. And I hated that movie.
Yep.
Wild Orchid, though, I'm pretty sure
Nicolas
I watched
Cage.
This. Yeah.
Ew.
Vampire's Kiss. Vampire's Kiss. Yeah. We have a long history. Our group of friends has a long history of watching really fucked up movies and talking about them for 50 years. We have talked to them about them incessantly.
Because we are old.
Yeah, we are. But we never watched Wild Orchid together.
No.
That would have been a good one.
Steamy fucking... I remember that.
Mickey Rourke has an appeal. I will say that. Did we ever find out what James Spader was in that was like...
Sex, Lies, and Videotapes.
Oh, yeah. Sex, Lies, and
Videotapes. Oh, 89.
Oh, yeah. That would have been when we were in high school. How did we not watch that?
Well, because it was probably too racy for us. We didn't watch things that made us really uncomfortable.
Sex, Lies, and Videotapes, Nancy.
Yeah,
that was
stupid.
Okay,
but we watched it. Oh, that was such a dumb fucking movie.
We did. We also watched like Wild Orchid was good. And we watched a lot
slugs.
Of movies.
Oh my God, slugs.
Yeah. Watched a lot of movie. You know, Mickey Rourke. He had his comeback, and then he kind of went away again. Because his comeback was in that movie, The Wrestler, which is really good. And then he was in a Marvel film, too, wasn't he?
He was in Iron Man.
Yeah, that was good. He was
he
really
played the
good
Russian
in Iron Man,
Iron
too.
Man.
Yeah, with
he
the
had
whips.
Those whips.
With the whips.
Oh,
awesome.
He was the bad guy?
He was the bad guy with the whips.
What did he look like when he was younger?
Well, he's freaking hot right there.
I was thinking Angel Heart because...
Now he looks pretty rough.
He looks pretty rough now.
Yeah, he's...
I was thinking that's not what he looked like.
Oh, he looked good back then.
Yeah, he was better back then.
I was thinking Angel Heart because that was the movie that could have received a potential
young pre-plastic surgery, Mickey Rourke.
Oh my god,
he was really good.
But Mickey, he still has his amazing smile, even though through all that plastic surgery, he still has his smile. And I like him. He's a good actor. I think it's a shame he's not doing more. I don't know. He's got a lot of demons, I think. Like, he has a lot of problems that keep him. Keep
Who
him
doesn't?
From being
Look at some
in
of the movies
yeah,
right. he was
right.
in.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, Robert Downey
Jr.
Oh, my
God.
I think that's probably him kind of talking to somebody going, well, you know. I mean, it's like the same thing. They pull the worst fucking.
Yeah,
right. You know, they'd always do like a snap when somebody's like picking their nose or whatever the hell it is, or sneezing or some horse shit like that. Ooh, hello, is that him?
Hey. Whoa. Yeah.
Good morning.
The rise and fall of Mickey Rourke's face. We are looking at a picture that says...
It wasn't his face.
The rise and fall of Mickey Rourke's face.
Right here?
What is that from?
I think that's Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, what was he in with Daryl
Hannah? He looks good there.
She looks good. Have you seen a picture of her lately? She looks amazing.
Yeah.
She doesn't even look like she's aged a day.
Yeah, she was in a fucking Netflix series. It was so good. It was about all these people that could like get in each other's minds.
Total Recall?
No, I mean, and actually take control of the other person's bodies.
Oh, scary.
But it was so good because they discovered they were part of an experiment.
Do you know if someone wants to just pop in my head and work for me, I'll take that.
Let's just say right now,
I could use a mental break.
She looks pretty good still.
She looks amazing. Daryl looks amazing.
That's a recent IMDb photo.
Oh, yeah, not bad.
You know what? One thing that bothers me about her is she stopped working and just became an eco-warrior, which probably you like.
I do appreciate that, yes.
Yeah,
she's my kind of woman.
Yeah, she became an eco-warrior, but she also got married to a really weird person.
I don't know who that is.
Well, look on her biography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
I wish I can remember his name, but he's not someone I...
Neil freaking Young?
Yeah, she's married to Neil Young.
Like the singer?
Yes.
Yes.
Neil freaking Young.
Yeah, and I don't really know who he is, so that's why...
How much older is he?
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young?
Oh, Crosby,
we're talking
yeah.
like 60s, 70s rock.
Yeah, he's an old fart. Yeah, she married an old fart. But they apparently love each other, and they're eco-warriors together, and they met at a concert.
They have children together. Twins.
Harrison Ford is married to
Calista.
Yeah.
Calista Flockhart.
There's quite an age difference there, too.
Yeah.
Sense8, that's what it's called.
Oh, I've heard of that show.
It is so good. It is so good.
We watched that, didn't we? That sounds very familiar.
It's the one with the orgy scene that is just...
Is Daryl Hannah in the orgy scene?
Yep.
Whoa.
Well, no. She's not in the orgy scene. There she is. She is like not the mother of all these people, but she is like they've all been experimented on, basically, is what it is. They're all the product of an experiment. And she, I can't remember, I think she's like patient zero or something like that. And she's been held captive and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, she plays a good person, but oof. It's just it is a sexy time movie. I mean, it is good. Because what happened, they can jump into each other's minds, and it would be like one person could jump into the other person's mind, and they would share the mind, and they could like have sex, but it would be completely mental. And one could be on the other side. There's an orgy scene with eight people that have an orgy. None of them are in the same place physically.
Whoa.
Oh.
They are in the same place in their heads, if you will. And so they're all together having this. This series is so hot. I mean, in a good way. In a very good way. Let's say Sense8. Oh, yeah. Did I mean this? Oh, I spelled it wrong. Sense8. Because there's eight of them.
Sense8. Yeah.
Sense8. Orgy.
Turn off that Google safe mode.
Well,
oh, who does safe mode.
I am. Whatever. I'm really not sure if we even should go back to the gorge, but maybe
after our last 20 minutes, we can always go back to the gorge.
Maybe we should say that.
Oh my god, it's funny, and none of the scenes are on like YouTube. They're all on porn sites. X.com.
Are we on the dark web?
Is that Twitter?
I don't want to be on the dark web.
We're not on that dark web.
And I don't need to be on the dark web.
And it's not your device on the dark web.
I'm associated.
I don't want to be on that. You're associated.
I'm associated. He's got a Siri in there listening and telling Jeff Bezos right now what's happening. Oh my god. It's bad. Yeah.
I think you mean Elon Musk.
Is it Elon with Siri?
No, it would be Tim Cook.
What? Who's that?
That's Apple.
That's Apple.
God.
Jeff Bezos is Amazon.
Yeah.
What's Musk Amazon? Would be if you're driving a Tesla.
So if it's an Amazon Echo.
It's Jeff Bezos. It's Jeff.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you need to worry about the government.
Yeah.
Not even.
Anyway, so, should we wrap this up? But should we end this somehow? If we start trying to end it now, maybe by midnight, we'll be done.
We'll get close.
We'll get close to ending it. Oh my. Okay. Well, so, we got some naughty stuff.
That will be it. Okay.
There's multiple people in there.
We are going to check out
we're looking at this Sense 8.
Oh my goodness.
Sense 8.
What on earth is this just softcore porn or what? I mean, what are we looking at here?
This was on Netflix show?
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the orgy scenes.
Oh, wait a minute. There are some good shows on Netflix.
Netflix? I thought this was Netflix.
No, this is Netflix.
Sense8 is a Netflix show.
Yeah. Oh. And so like, this is going on, and, like, none of them are actually in the same physical location. Because they can connect psychically. And so if I'm in my location, then we're doing this in my setting. If you're in your location, then we're doing the same thing in your location. You know, I mean,
they're telepaths.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd. And that's what's her name from Doctor Who, the black chick, the doctor.
Wait, what? There was no black doctor.
Yes, there was.
She was actually a doctor. I mean, like a physician. What's it, the companion?
Oh,
Angela.
No, her name wasn't Angela.
Wasn't there Freema and Jamal or something like that?
Yeah,
and
Freema, whatever.
She was.
She's in this. There she is.
A
right there.
Companion.
She's beautiful.
David Tennant, right?
Yeah, she was a David Tennant companion. And she was later involved in the
Martha.
Martha. Martha. Yeah. So, it's very good.
Okay, maybe we haven't watched that.
No, we have not watched this.
No, you'd know. You would know.
Probably would have known. Yeah.
You would
know.
Well,
and from all of our previous discussion, it does make sense. Wow. Okay. Whatever. What's going on?
Well, these guys are boyfriends. Well, and this is one app. So he's sitting there working out, doing his thing. And he's in a hot tub, obviously.
Because I often want to have sex with a sexy, hot, sweaty person.
Did you know that Hot Tub Time Machine 2 was set in 2025?
No.
Oh, yeah, you brought that up.
Yes, 2025.
Not that anyone needs to revisit the Hot Tub Time Machine movies.
On top of some building?
Well, it's like their patio or their deck on their...
top of their building.
Yeah, apartment. That's what I was just saying. So this guy's lifting weights, and then all of a sudden, like, this guy snaps, and then, boom, he's there. And
Shit, where'd he come from?
Yeah, exactly, where'd he come from?
Is this still Sense8?
This is Sense8. So there's literally, this guy's actually physically getting it on and doing sexy time dancing with his boyfriend, but somewhere else, but he popped into the other guy's head that's lifting weights. And so the guy that's lifting weights is by himself, but in his mind, now suddenly the one guy's there.
And she was recording this?
Yeah, she's their friend. Yeah, and she decides that she likes what she sees when she's... Yeah, she's recording, drops the phone, and then
what is this? This is a pornographic show on Netflix. This is not... I mean, come on now.
There's no penetration.
What?
There's
Freema. Martha. Where's Martha from Doctor Who?
Aggie Man. I can't pronounce her last name. I bet it's Freema.
If you do not identify that this show is porn,
it's not porn.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on
this is not Netflix.
This is
not
porn. Erotic.
It's erotic. Erotic shows. It's erotic.
Yes. Where's it's not, the it's not plot?
This no is plot. This is do we need a plot? One scene out of it.
It's going on a long time.
Oh. Actually, I think this is a cut. Somebody
a montage.
Yeah, because you know she's there.
Yeah,
when he was doing sit-ups.
Seems it's to be like somebody a put together.
Somebody put together a cut. Yeah, yeah. because there's the other guy and he wasn't there at that time. So yep. It's a somebody a cut together
compilation scene.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. If I see a pizza delivery guy walk in, it's porn, Scott. It's porn. If we see a pizza delivery
there's
guy
no pizza
come
delivery
in,
guy.
Well, there could be. Could have been.
I'm just telling you, I've seen the show. There's no pizza delivery guy.
All right.
So okay. Anyway, it's a very good show.
So we had not planned on talking now. About that, but no.
We started with Anna Taylor-Joy and went a long way around to Sense8 porn shows.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Okay. Well, is there anything we have final words on anything?
There's quite literally nothing we haven't talked about.
Oh, possibly
what,
there is.
What is everybody looking forward to next? Like, in terms of
breakfast.
Any shows, breakfasts, meals, movies?
Strange New Worlds.
Spring.
Yeah. When that finally fucking gets around to starting.
Well, actually, there's
good question.
There's a number of shows starting up again. The Last of Us will start up again soon.
It will. Andor.
And we're gonna talk Stranger about how much
Worlds.
I love Andor.
Wait, what did you say?
We're gonna talk about how much Nancy loves Andor or not.
No.
Yeah.
The Last of Us though.
Last of Us
was so tense. I don't know if I can handle the next one.
And I love it. Really? From the trailers that I've seen for season two.
It looks insane. They,
well, and they're still sticking right to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they even did for the first season too.
The game, it's like just, spot on with the game.
And I'm not gonna say anything, but I can't, there are some things that I hope they figure out a way to change from the game. But I mean, if they do, people will be up in arms either way. So
because it was sad, or I didn't play the game.
There's some sad stuff.
There's some very sad stuff,
but not scary.
Well, it's all scary.
Yeah, there was. Look, I saw that there was a trailer, and they showed what's her name? I forget the name of the girl.
I don't like scary.
But in the trailer, they even show her. She's crawling through, and there's this chain link fence that's over, and she's like underneath it, and they're trying to get at her through the chain link fence and everything. That's right out of the fucking game. I mean, where you're going through and everything, and all the stuff with, you know, the winter and the horses, and it's literally like they pulled the game up and said, okay, had somebody play through
it,
and they took
the.
I mean, it's amazing.
The star of it, what's her name?
Ellie.
Yeah, that's the character. Yeah, Ellie. That's the character. Yeah. And when I saw the trailer and I saw her crawling underneath the chain, you know, the chain link was kind of like pushed over against the building, you know, so there was a crawl space under
there.
Are
people like reaching out?
Well, they're trying to get through. I mean, it's chain link. They can't get through because it's the fence is there.
Bella Ramsey is.
And and so she's crawling under that tunnel. And then I'm thinking about some of the other shit that happens after that scene, too. I'm like, oh, fucking Christ. But. Anyway,
yeah, it's going to be some tense times.
Scary stuff.
Mucho sadness.
Mm-hmm.
The whole second game is very. There's some sexy time in there, too, Nancy. You're probably not going to want to watch now that I think about it.
If it's lesbian stuff, I don't want to see it.
It's total lesbian. It's lesbianic.
Complete.
But in the first couple, when that guy died, the gay couple.
That was good.
Yeah,
episode.
That was.
Oh, my God. Good episode. That was so heart-wrenching.
Yeah. That was kind of at the how you find love at the end of the world. I don't know. They did. That was great. Well,
he couldn't continue to live because he had to go on to play the president in the Civil War.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
So he was busy. He was booked.
He had another commitment.
I'm looking forward to Alien Earth starting up in FX.
I am amazed that they've made a series.
I'm excited about that.
And we chatted about that, and at first I was like, "You're gonna ruin my fucking one of my favorite franchises." And but it after I've thought about it and seen some of the stuff, it totally makes sense because we rewatched the first Alien just a few weeks ago,
And the director's cut.
The director's cut, which it turns out we'd already seen. But there was a lot of stuff in there that was like, I've never seen this before. I've never seen this before. And then it was like, oh, we've seen that. Anyway, so we're watching it, and it dawned on me because in the first movie, right, it's supposed to be the beginning of stuff, even though there's prequels. As far as everything goes, that crew of the Nostromo has never, you know, nobody's on there has ever seen a xenomorph before, yet they have orders to capture one of these fucking things if it happens, right? All other priorities rescinded, you know, everybody else is expendable, blah, 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 which means that somebody did, in fact, know about this, just that crew did not. And so I knew there were people that, you know, and I read that it's like, well, that's going to totally fuck up the history of it, having these guys, the xenomorphs, show up on Earth prior to all of this.
Except it doesn't.
Except, you know what? If they keep it, if something happens and ultimately they manage to keep it contained, well, then it doesn't. I mean, so we just have to assume that however this series will wrap or go through or finish or conclude or whatever it is going to be, is there's, you know, to some level it'll remain contained. And not everybody finds out about it, because if everybody found out about it, then the Nostromo crew would have heard about it, right?
Well,
so obviously, to some degree, something has to be contained.
Everyone laughs about Alien versus Predator, but Waylon Kor did know about the aliens, the predators in that movie. I mean, they did. So they have to tie that in. If they don't tie that in, they're stupid. To a certain extent, that was a one-off movie, and it was just a fun movie. But
I don't think they have to tie it in, though, because they've explicitly said in a lot of this stuff that all of the Alien versus Predator stuff is being kind of left as its own
sort of
thing.
Outside of the main continuum.
But they certainly could if they wanted to, and it would make a hell of a lot of sense, because I mean, that we're talking like ancient civilization underground.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. And the first Alien versus Predator, or what, however many there were a couple.
There's,
I think,
two.
When they did
Alien versus Predator and Alien Requiem.
Right. The second one was fucking stupid.
Like Requiem.
I thought the first one was kind of cool. I mean, it was, you know, it was interesting in many respects. You know,
there isn't a single Alien movie I don't like, and I would say a bad thing.
I didn't
about
really care for Requiem. I didn't.
What's Brenda's? No. Brenda's looking kind of.
Brenda's lost in the Alien franchise.
Have you seen any of them?
Only the first one.
Okay, well, that's good.
You haven't even seen the second one?
No.
Oh, the second
one. I
hated it,
so I wouldn't watch another one.
We're going to watch the second one.
Aliens is, you'll like Aliens probably better than Alien.
Bill Paxton.
No.
It's got everybody.
No, I don't like scary movies.
It's not
as scary as the first one. It's more of an action movie. It's
more of an action movie, yeah. Yeah. If you want to do scary stuff, then you kind of get back into more like the Prometheus,
right?
And which I love.
Well, Aliens, but Aliens is the one everyone talks about. Yeah. That's when she gets into the
get away from
when
her,
she gets
you
in,
bitch.
Get away from her, you bitch! The robotic suit, and she fights in the she fights.
It's
the
very
alien
much an
queen.
Action movie. It is very much
and
an
the,
action
movie. And the character Bishop in that.
Yeah. Lance
show
Henriksen
is a lot better than the first
Ash,
one.
Much better than Ash.
Much better than Ash, yeah.
And you're like, what?
You know what? You'll like it just because of Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. But, yeah, so what are you looking forward to? You're like, not watching Alien. What are you looking forward to?
This conversation being over.
Mm. I don't have anything.
Strange New Worlds.
That one's scary.
What
me
do you
Strange
watch?
New Worlds? Star Trek.
Because of the gore?
Oh, yeah. Anson Mount. I'm sorry. I was thinking
Last of Us again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange New Worlds. That's.
Did you watch Hell on Wheels?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Since we're talking Anson Mount, that was such a good show. Yeah. That was such a good show. I don't know if Anson Mount was in anything prior to that, but that was my introduction to him.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Was he in anything we'd seen before that?
Not before then, but then he was in that really bad Marvel show where he was
in a Marvel show?
Yeah. And he reprised it in
Doctor Strange. Actual show,
wasn't
it? That's right.
He was deaf.
He was was deaf, but he had like a voice that he could project.
Yeah,
and
crazy
like,
voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was it wasn't a great show. No. But he was in that too.
I wish I had unlimited time and could watch everything over again and every show that I've ever wanted to see. There's no time. Oh, I am looking forward to this live action Snow White. That's
already out.
It's already out. And it has like a 2% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, everybody's bitching about it. Why are they so upset about that movie?
I don't know. Because of
It's because of Gal Gadot and the Gaza thing. Okay.
They didn't cast white people.
Oh, okay. Because
Snow White, she's not white.
Well, and plus she's West Latin. Side Story.
Yes, she's Latin.
She's Latin, and evidently she is.
People are
pro Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you've got Wonder Woman, who is obviously
pro Palestine.
She
was pro Israel. IDF.
Yeah, so that's kind of caused a little bit of a ruckus, evidently.
Yep.
Yeah, they stopped promoting it.
Really?
Yes.
Who was Anson?
Disney stopped promoting Snow White? Are you kidding me?
No.
Are they going to even open it?
No, it's open. It's in theaters.
Really?
But they pulled way back on their promotions.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. What? It's Snow White. I mean, it's not like we should be.
Well, and the like the little people community. They're having an issue with still promoting them as
dwarves. Do you know what? Someone should tell the little people community they're not going to work if they don't have dwarves in movies.
Well, I don't think that's true.
No, they're not going to work.
The other thing I don't think that's
true. Well, I say that. I do not say that to be mean. I say that is predominantly how they get cast. They get cast in science fiction fantasy movies as small characters.
Well,
yes.
I mean I don't think that is saying anything out of the ordinary. Is like if we take away those jobs, what's going to happen?
Here's the thing. When the seven dwarves? Is that what's in Snow White?
Yes.
Snow White and seven dwarves.
They're CG freaking eye.
In this movie, they're CGI.
Yeah, because all of their credits are voice credits.
Oh, yeah.
They are CGI, so they didn't even go out and find actual little people. They did not. And that is another thing that Disney has been taking flack from, is because there are plenty of actors.
Refer to themselves as dwarves. It's dwarfism. They don't find that word offensive.
No.
So what they did is they robbed the little people community of work, which is what I just said.
Yeah.
Damn. I was right.
You were right.
I was right. So we got to move on. What are you looking forward to, Scott?
This conversation ending.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I haven't caught into it yet, but I really want to get into Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Daredevil. Patrick's sharing that he wants to get into Daredevil.
Daredevil is where I want to go next.
I think episode 4 just dropped. But there's only like, it's another one of these where it's only like 8 or 9 episodes kind of
tops.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm not happy with how it's unfolding right now.
Well, and
it's just too much fucking woe is me. Let's just say I'm waiting for the reborn part.
Oh,
it's called Daredevil Reborn. Let's fucking give birth already. Fuck.
Oh, I don't want to watch Daredevil. With the
Black Sails, we got to watch Wheel of Time.
It's got to be, 160 centimeters dilated by now.
I couldn't get through Black Sails. I had a hard time with Black Sails.
Really? Oh, I like it.
It's really good.
And I had a hard time with Wheel of Time, too. I started watching Wheel of Time and could not get into it.
No, I tried.
I liked that one.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it at all. And that's my kind of cup of tea, big time. So that was weird.
Have you read the books?
No.
Aren't they like humongous books, like 1,000 pages each?
Well, they're kind of like Harry Potter, I think. They kind of start a little smaller and get bigger and bigger as they go.
Well, the Wheel of Time, I mean, it's I know what that's like. I think we're on the wheel of time right now. This is the never ending time.
This is a never ending story.
Which is the never ending story is supposed to be being remade.
They are going to redo that. Yes. There's some things that you just shouldn't redo.
I'm looking forward to it. That was terrible the first time.
Exactly.
Terrible?
What's wrong with you?
You don't like
it?
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
It was so stupid.
That was the one with the white dragon.
Falcor!
Well, it wasn't a dragon. It was like a sock puppet. It was like a it had to be a sock puppet because it had no stuffing either. It was like a flat dog sock puppet that could fly.
Falcor. I am very much looking forward to a reboot of that. It's one of my favorite movies.
Well, you know, this will be one where the fucking reboot isn't going to be any worse than the original.
Right.
I think they could do it. There were a lot of puppets in the...
Was it puppets or claymation?
No, it was puppets. There's a lot of puppets in the NeverEnding Story, and I'm looking forward to them doing the Gamork a better service than they did.
I don't remember that.
Because the Gamork is the darkness, basically, in the story. The Gamork and the nothing, and I think they could do a better job with... I mean, the Gamork looked pretty hokey. But you know what really gets people in the NeverEnding Story is the death of Artex, when Artex, the horse, dies in the swamp of sadness.
And that
represents depression. It's like this child's grief over the loss of his mother.
That whole movie represented depression.
Yeah, the whole movie is about
depression.
Wasn't
it the same year Optimus Prime died?
I'm
pretty sure.
I don't know.
It was a rough year for kids.
Yeah. But see, they ripped our hearts out continuously. Gen X kids, we had Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yep.
We had Old Yeller.
Yep.
We had the NeverEnding Story. We had everything sad. And now what do these kids get? They get Bluey. They get the best of the best. Everybody's happy. We're running around like, I just got eviscerated emotionally. And
oh, come on. We have the Smurfs. That was a happy ending every episode.
Yeah, but there was Smurfs with only one woman in the whole
thing. Happy
ending.
Two. Jeez, who's the second one?
There was a woman. There was a Smurf with black hair.
Two Smurfettes?
Yeah, but
there
she came
not?
In. Yes,
she
there was.
She was evil. I bet she was like Gargamel's
she
girlfriend.
She came later. Yep.
She's sent by Gargamel. Fucking whore Smurf.
Smurf, you know, Smurfette is a female Smurf who was created by Gargamel.
A female Smurf?
All it says with black hair.
What's a female Smurf?
A female
Fema Smurf. She's got black hair.
She's like I'm here Smurf. To give you a bottle of water.
She's not orange though.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that we can maybe work on this in another time? We've got to wrap up this podcast.
We'll wrap it the fuck up.
I don't know. I really need you to segue into an ending here.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye. So I got shit to do. Oh, look, he just shot him.
So long. Farewell. Love you. Say goodnight. I hate that music.
Have you seen the Trump version of that?
Yeah, I hate
what?
That.
Oh, God, no.
The Trump version of that?
No.
No.
What's that from? What's that from? The Sound of Music.
With the Sound of Music.
It's hilarious. Oh, Trump.
So long. Sound farewell. Of. I've either say goodnight. I do. To you and you and you.
Oh, my
you.
Lord.
Yeah, or how that? About when she's, what are they singing? And they're like, all those things that they like.
Jesus Christ. Bullcrap. Sorry. I'm just looking at upcoming shows. Yeah. And there's apparently
well, we
another
don't need to traumatize
ourselves
anymore.
Movie.
My favorite with Hills Are Alive is when they show a picture of Julie Andrews twirling around and then there's like Godzilla in the background. That's my favorite. Or it's like when they say, I don't give a fuck about the Super Bowl. And
my
like,
favorite things.
Out. Yeah.
Live action How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be good.
That's what you're looking forward to?
Oh, my God. How to Train Your Dragon was great.
Amongst many things.
Yeah, that looks like a good one. Yes.
Oh, 28 years later?
Yeah, that's been out for a while, I think. Didn't that come out already, or is that upcoming?
June 20th, 2025.
So that is, speaking of shows that scared you, that is a show I've never been able to sit through, 28 days.
Oh, really?
No, I can't. Good. I can't. I watched all of Walking Dead, but I can't sit through 28 days later. That is one of the most horrific, scary shows I've ever...
terrifying zombie movie.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the one where he has to cut off his arm.
I think about 28 monkeys. Minutes.
Oh.
Or 27 hours. 27 hours. 28 hours. 27 hours.
Yeah, the guy that's climbing.
He didn't cut his arm off after 27 minutes. It was hours.
Yes, hours.
Jeez, you had 27 minutes, you have no pain tolerance at all. Wow, can't make it.
And the James Gunn Superman, because it is not filmed in dark filters.
I am looking forward to the new Superman.
Who's playing Superman?
David Cornsweat.
They've all been terrible. So
Henry Cavill was not terrible.
He was awesome.
Is pretty damn awesome.
He was the best looking one next to Christopher Reeve. Oh, and
Rachel Brosnan's in the new one.
Oh my!
I don't know who she is. So I don't
care. Maisel.
Oh my gosh! What was that all about?
Maisel.
Let me tell you this too. Like we were talking, I've talked about this already. I mean, rest in peace, Gene Hackman. I think he was the best Lex Luthor by far. The best Lex Luthor.
He was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is this? And the Fantastic Four is coming out this year?
In the
anyway.
I'm looking in regards to Superman, I'm most looking forward to Krypto. I don't really care about the new Superman. I just want to see the dog.
Who's playing Superman?
David Cornsweat. We already
Cornsweat, whatever.
Sweat.
What a horrible name.
Somehow sweat. I don't think that's like right.
All sweat.
Did he change?
Corn. It's Cornsweat. Cornsweat.
If there's any one single person.
Could be sweet.
Sweet.
Could be sweaty. Could be sweet. Wait, I don't know.
Sweat. S-W-E-A-T. Sweat.
Okay.
Sweet.
S-W-E-A-T.
Scott is running a background check for you.
What the fuck? Tuesday out of jail. What was he to do? As his debts accrue. This is like the marionette in
Did the Germans make a silly
Oh my god.
is this German?
Yeah.
It's called Springtime for Elon.
Well, they're singing in English, so I don't know.
But it's like a German thing, see?
Ah, yes. It looks like the producers kind of.
Oh,
is that look at his Jack
blue
Harkin?
Eyes.
They take the actual show and they redubbed it. Just they did.
Time for Elon and the GOP.
Springtime for Elon. Now we're that's what's his name from Torchwood. Doctor Who.
Yes. Yeah, it's Captain Jack Harkness. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. Barrowman, is that his name?
John Barrowman.
Yep. Yeah. He'll blow up the country like some side. Oh, that's a funny part in the movie when they have the pretzels out. Yeah.
What's this from?
It's from the producers.
Oh, it is. Right?
Yeah. This is the producers' musical.
So I never saw it. I didn't know what it was from. I was like, what the hell is this?
Okay, I've seen the producers, but I don't recognize this.
Flashes begin to advance.
Jeez, I wish I could wear a metal eagle headdress like that. Oh, look, it's got plumage and everything.
I'm sure you could. We'll just put it on you.
That'd be a pretty expensive prop. Yeah.
Oh. That was actually the producers.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane.
Yeah. Come and join the MAGA
cult. Jeez. Help us stop all these pretenders. Pass a law for just two genders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what's that guy's name? What's he called? the guy with the bison head on in in the January 6th riot. What was his name?
Sherpa guy? Or
yeah, Sherpa.
The shaman.
Shaman. That was it.
Well, I wonder, he got freed. All right, he got sprung from prison.
Has he been rearrested?
No, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Some of those people got shot by like local police officers.
And some got rearrested.
Yeah.
Am I editing all this out?
Sure. Well, let's just, is that what you were looking forward to? Was that video that you just played?
No, I said what I was looking forward to.
Okay. I
said it like an hour ago.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It's funny though.
Strange New Worlds. Off the trains for a while. Strange New Worlds. Okay.
Well, see what we call that? That video that Scott just played is called Sixth Ending. We need to close out.
I already tried once. So. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you, everyone, for coming to the end of the Reading Rainbow here. This literally was the never ending story today. Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
Goodbye.
The Reading Rainbow. And with that, I will say goodbye. This is Nancy.
This is Patrick.
Brenda.
Goodbye. And Scott. Goodbye. I killed my mother.
What was that from?
Discovery.
Oh, that was Michelle Yeoh. Okay. We're still recording, by the way.
We are.
Or not. Goodbye.
Goodbye.